Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're going to be exploring the Cancer New Moon. The Cancer New Moon will take place on Saturday, July 10 at 11:16 a.m. in Sydney, 2:16 a.m. in London, and Friday, July 9 at 9:16 p.m. in New York. So last episode, we spoke about the Capricorn full moon and how it was a nice reprieve after eclipse season. And it was, don't you think? Well, now we enter a new lunar cycle and this Cancer new moon is giving us the opportunity to settle into our new digs. And by that, I mean the home that you created for yourself once the dust settled after the cacophony of change that the eclipses inevitably stirred up. Last year, we were gifted two Cancer new moons, which meant we got to really feel into and embody her energy. This year, there's only one, but we will feel her all the same. Cancer is actually ruled by the moon, so the lunar always feels very at home in the sign of Cancer. And home really is the operative word here. Cancer, symbolized by the crab, finds solace and comfort in its shell. It craves emotional security and it gives and receives from the heart. It yearns to belong and believes that everyone is equally worthy of love and acceptance. What's important for the crab is to be able to find a healthy balance between the protective security of its outer shell and the softness and sensitivity of what lies inside. With so much being shaken up in 2021, have you had a chance to settle back into feeling safe and secure with the intention of softness rather than by putting up all of your walls? And if not, can you allow yourself the opportunity to do so? This might look like self-care. In fact, it actually should look like self-care. The archetype for Cancer is the mother. And while it's Cancer's natural tendency to want to mother everyone else, it's so important under this new moon that you're taking time to mother, nurture, and support yourself. We learned in the Cancer season episode that the mantra for Cancer is I feel. And while feelings have likely been heightened all month, you can expect a little extra emotion this weekend as the new lunar cycle begins. This might manifest as you feeling extra sensitive. Words may cut a little deeper. You may feel the intensity of not just your own emotions, but the emotions of others. Or you could also look at it from a manifestation standpoint and think, wow, I can really work with this Cancer energy and these heightened feelings to my advantage. You see, feelings are what generate your personal vibration. And according to the law of vibration, things with a similar frequency are drawn together. So with this moon giving you heightened sense of all of your feelings, imagine what that does to your manifestation practice. It's pretty cool if you think about it. I am going to be holding a live Cancer New Moon Circle this Thursday evening, July 8, at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And that's for anyone who wants to join. So you don't have to be a Lunar Lover member. We're going to do some beautiful guided meditations, learn how to make the most of Cancer energy to heighten your manifestation practice, set some new moon intentions, and finish with a healing yoga nidra practice so that you're able to truly integrate and embody those intentions. If you're already a Lunar Lover member, you can join at no extra cost. Just check the Lunar Lover Facebook group or the online circles page in your Lunar Lover membership portal. If you've been contemplating becoming a Lunar Lover member, this is a great way to see what it's all about. Okay, let's have a look at some ways that we can work with this Cancer new moon. Make your home a haven. Cancer loves creating a sanctuary in their home that they can hide away in when the world outside gets too much. Well, I feel like the world outside is too much at the moment, but regardless, in Australia, it's winter and seasonally, it's a time of hibernation. So I think we can all relate to this somewhat at the moment, but also Sydney is still in lockdown at the time of this recording. So perhaps, you know, if you're in Sydney, you're really feeling this energy. Regardless of whether you're in lockdown or not, this new moon is a great time to move some things around at home and create space that makes you want to hibernate for a while. I live in Byron Bay and we don't really get an icy winter here like you do in, say, Melbourne or Tasmania, but it's really important that you don't miss this really important season to slow down and rest at home. When we lose the seasons, we can also mess up the cycles that ask us to slow down, that ask us to hibernate. So if you can relate to this, you know, perhaps you're up in North Queensland or the Northern Territory where you don't really get a winter, use this Cancer new moon to enjoy the comforts of home and make sure you rest. Connect with family and friends. Cancer really is about connection to loved ones. This is the perfect weekend for some family time. But please be aware of heightened sensitivities, so both yours and others. So if your family is a little testing, which is probably a nice way to put it, perhaps just send your love from a distance. A phone call will do. Make others feel at home. Cancer is all inclusive. So if you sense someone feels out of place or isolated, make them feel more at home and included. Reaching out to someone and letting them know they're safe and supported can be so energetically profound for someone in need. Have a good cry. When the feels come, please let them flow, especially if they're tears. This is how we process our emotions. This is what allows us to move through our own shit so it doesn't manifest in other ways. Plus, a good old cry releases toxins from the body, both physical and energetic. If you're not a natural crier, some people aren't, try switching on a sad movie. I'm sure you've got a library of sad movies that you can tap into, but I recommend for tear-inducing purposes, P.S. I Love You, gets me every time, and an oldie but a goodie, What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. It's one of his lesser-known films, one of his more serious ones, but if you haven't seen it and you need a good cry, go and find it. And then lastly, jump in a body of water. I know it's a really cliche thing to say on a Cancer moon, but Cancer is the first of the water signs, and there's nothing more cleansing during a water season and a water new moon than immersing yourself in it. Swim, bathe, shower, paddle, whatever feels energetically cleansing for you. If you would like to become a Lunar Lover member, head to jordanalevine.com/lunarlover or click the link in the show notes of this episode. We now have a library of yoga classes suited to each phase of the moon. The new moon class is a beautiful way to embody the energy of this Cancer new moon. You'll also get access to Cancer new moon journal prompts, this month's guided meditation, and of course, access to the Cancer new moon live online circle being held this Thursday, July 8 at 6 p.m. And if you can't watch it live, you can definitely watch the recording. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine. I'll be back with a new episode in a couple of weeks exploring Leo season and the Aquarius full moon. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast. Me again, your trusted podcast host. If you enjoy Lunar Lover, you must check out my other podcast, Higher Love. Season 1 is a 10-part podcast series, and all 10 episodes are now available, which makes it perfect binge-worthy listening. Join me and 3 incredible single women as we explore a revolutionary approach to love and dating that puts you and your personal vibration front and center. If you're serious about finding love and you've had enough of below average dating, then get ready, friends. You're about to discover how to find not just any love, but a higher love. Find it now on your favorite podcast app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.